Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the silver brick for the Ram Temple in a historic ceremony earlier today. Lord Ram lived under a tent for years, now a grand temple for him, says Prime Minister Modi at the grand ceremony in Ayodhya. In his address at the grand groundbreaking ceremony, Prime Minister Modi said Ram is everyone's and that Ram resides in everyone. The Supreme Court today said that the quarantining of the Bihar police officer in Mumbai did not send a good message, that too when there is so much attention on the case. Today marks the first day of the abrogation of Article 370. It's been an entire year. There are strict curbs that have been enforced in Kashmir. Heavy rains continue in Mumbai for a second consecutive day. Waterlogging reported in low-lying areas. The plea of the bishop in the Kerala nun rape case is dismissed by the Supreme Court. And two huge explosions rock Lebanon's capital of Beirut. 78 people have lost their lives. Over 4,000 have been injured. Widespread damage reported. Authorities say ammonium nitrate, which had been stored in the city's port, caused the explosion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid a 40 kg silver brick for the Grand Ram Temple at Ayodhya after participating in a Bhumi Pujan, or what is called a groundbreaking ceremony, which was attended mostly by spiritual leaders. Prime Minister Modi addressed a gathering and said India is emotional as decades of wait has ended. Crows won't believe that they've seen this day in their lifetime. For years, our Ram Lalla, which is the word that is used for infant Lord Ram, lived beneath a tent. Now he will reside in a grand temple that's being built by Ram Bhaks. Today, Ram Janmabhoomi has been liberated. This is what the Prime Minister had to say. Let's listen in.
बरसों से टाट और टेंट के नीचे रहे हमारे रामलला के लिए अब एक भव्य मंदिर का निर्माण होगा. टूटना और फिर उठ खड़ा होना सदियों से चल रहे इस व्यतिक्रम से राम जन्मभूमि आज मुक्त हुई है.
बीन अ कंट्रोवर्सी surrounding the entire Bhumi Pujan today. The Tejaswi Surya, BJP MP, tweeted saying, "Dear Hindus, most important lesson is that control of state power by Hindus is absolutely essential for the sustenance of Dharma. When we didn't control state, we lost our temple. When we regained it, we rebuilt. The 282 in 2014 and the 303 in 2019 to Sri Narendra Modi made today possible." So, political statement coming in there from Tejaswi Surya. The Supreme Court today, the court reserved its order on the contempt case against activist lawyer Prashant Bhushan for his tweets against the judiciary. Bhushan's two tweets relate to this contempt case, one tweet against the judiciary and the other one against the Chief Justice sitting on the superbike. The Supreme Court had reserved its orders yesterday on another contempt against Bhushan for his interview to the Helka magazine back in 2009. The first anniversary of the revocation of Article 370 and the division of Jammu and Kashmir state into two union territories. The administration lifted curfew yesterday evening but has imposed tougher restrictions under COVID lockdown, as the local political parties have termed August the 5th as a black day and a day of mourning. The National Conference leader Farooq Abdullah called a meeting of leaders of various political parties at his residence today, which wasn't permitted by the